Last night was a big one down in Melbourne. It was game two of the Signet WNBL 2022-2023 Grand Final Series. A Queensland team was in the finals, as we know, Townsville Fire, and they bloody lived up to their name, turned up the heat and emerged victorious. One of the top performers of the night, Steph Reid, joins us. I'm sure with a bit of a sore head. How are you, Steph?
I am really good, and I'm still on a massive, massive high, so my head is not hurting as of yet.
Oh, good, yeah, good.
It'll come. Oh, have you slept at all? Like, it was a bit of a party night last night?
Oh, we really are genuinely excited to get back to Townsville and get around it with the fans. So, you know, we obviously got after it a little bit, but no, we're waiting to get back and celebrate on home soil.
And you guys are so well deserved of this victory. It was your 16th consecutive victory. I think one of the commentators said you hadn't lost any game since around January 25. This is your fourth National League Championship. Is it sweeter than the other three? Like, how are you guys feeling after 16 wins in a row?
I think we're just so excited. And I think, you know, we have such a special group and we're led by such an amazing coach as well. To get the reward for all the hard work that we've done this whole season, it's just such an exciting and it's a very wholesome feeling. Like, this is the closest team I've been a part of. So to do this with, like, a bunch of people you'd pretty much call your sisters, I mean, it's really, really exciting.
Maybe you just answered it there, Steph, but I was going to ask, what is the secret sauce that has made the Fire what they are this year? Is it just that, I don't know, that camaraderie between the team, or like, what do you think it is? Because to not lose a game for, I think it's 76 days in a row.
Far out.
Like, it's incredible.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just a genuine credit to Shannon and the people that he recruits. I mean, we have an unbelievable group of people, more than just basketball players. I think everybody is a winner and they want to win more than they want anything else. A lot of people have sacrificed a lot. You know, Tiana's away from her son, who's on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, one thing that people are genuinely putting this team before anything else. And I think that's the secret, is just having a bunch of really great women who are driven to win no matter what.
But also just stupidly talented. And we've got to give you a shout out. 20 points for the team last night. Did see you getting a little fiery, getting a little pushy and shovey. What was the word you used, Cliffo? She likes to when you talk back.
I think the words I used to describe Steph are beautiful, lovely, talented.
What is it when you try and get in their head, your opponent's head?
I think that's just
like
it.
Trash talking.
Was there a bit of that going on?
I wouldn't say trash talking. There was a few like very direct flexes at people. I love a good flex though. But yeah, no, it's just all in the heat of the game. I mean, we're passionate people, so you know, it all comes out in between the white lines.
It does.
One thing we have to mention is at the end of the game, you guys were spotted wearing Fire Champions 2022-2023 T-shirts. Already printed.
That's quick.
Ready to go, right? Now, the question I have for you is, do you think the Southside Flyers had the same shirts ready to go? And how bloody awkward if they did?
No way. There's no way. I reckon before the final series started, they had those shirts printed out.
It's cool.
I'm gonna say, they're really cool shirts too. But yeah, to have them whipped up that quickly, I think someone knew something was in the water.
There's
going to be a lot of Southside shirts going to Vinny's, I can tell you that. All Queensland should be so proud of you girls, beating the Southside Flyers in Melbourne as well, too, a home game for them, taking them out by 13 points, 82-69 the final score. The WNBL champions and just an all-round legend of a human, Steph Reid. Congrats, mate, and thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.